At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
The Excelsior Springs Fire Department is investigating after an employee allegedly made an inappropriate and offensive comment to a group of demonstrators. If you were in that group or you are aware of what this comment was.
Oh, please.
Please let us know, because the story from Channel 9 does not say.
And this was using the public address
system from
the ambulance.
Correct. The fire department said in a news release that while returning from a hospital transport on Tuesday, one of its members used the ambulance's public address system. nerds. To direct an inappropriate remark at demonstrators near I-35 in Pleasant Valley.
Do we know what they were demonstrating?
We do not.
Ma'am, in the leopard dress, you have an amazing rack.
Okay.
That is not a recording of the firefighter in Excelsior.
No, but that is one of the funniest lines in The Hangover.
We're all familiar
now,
with the movie.
Now, look, we do not know the nature of the offensive remark.
Yet.
But the city's tone on this is rather solemn. We are deeply saddened and sincerely apologize for this individual's actions. Mm-hmm. The fire department says the incident does not reflect the department's values and commitment to help anyone in need. Unfortunately, the actions of one individual can cast a shadow on the hard-earned reputation of our department. An investigation is underway. Was it a joke? Because the minute I heard something inappropriate over the PA system, I'm sorry, we all said, grab that clip from The Hangover. Excuse me, ma'am, you and the leopard. When he jumps up onto the curb in Vegas in a squad car that does not belong to him.
We've all seen the movie, Dana.
Ma'am, in the leopard dress, you have an amazing rack.
I mean, does someone get fired for this?
Was it political?
The fire department said it appreciated the community's patience as it handled the situation, quote, to ensure accountability and reaffirm the standards of professionalism that our community deserves.
I would agree. It's unprofessional. You don't use the PA from an amp.
To make a joke.
I know that we want to laugh or a political statement. We don't know. If anybody knows, by the way, text in or call in 913-586-7798. The number's the same for both. I want to laugh about this because it is funny.
Right, but then you're sort of afraid to, because what if it was something like, it's not going to be assault, it's not going to be criminal, but what
racial.
If it's something, yes, which I can't imagine. I think it was someone that just grabbed the little walkie-talkie thing and tried to make a joke.
But what were they protesting? Was it Israel-Gaza? Was it Ukraine-Russia?
Or anti-Semitic or any of the big...
Well, they would be fired. They'd be fired immediately.
Yeah. Then they got to go.
They wouldn't be investigating. They would have kept this under wraps and
they'd
said,
be fired.
If it ever came out, we fired that employee immediately.
Right. It has to be something, I would think, okay, somebody says they were protesting against ICE.
Okay.
Immigration, Customs,
yeah,
Enforcement.
I know what ICE is.
Okay. What did they say? What is it that the person in the ambulance said to the people protesting against ICE? Was it vulgar? I think that rises to another level. Would you agree?
Yes.
If there were curse words involved.
Of course. But they would have been fired immediately.
But if he rode by and he said, hey, you in the leopard pants, you have an amazing rack. I'm going to laugh about that.
Probably a reprimand.
Don't do that again.
A high five.
God.
A high five.
Listen to this. Last week, Liberty Police took a report of a woman who called in. She needed help. Said that her partner had hit her inside of the camper they were staying in. Nothing funny about that. He then takes off, leaving her on the side of the road. Deputies find the RV, which, by the way, turned out to have been stolen. The suspect turns into a residential driveway, gets out, takes off running naked. But wait, there's more. Liberty police say he jumps out naked and fails to put the truck in park. Mm. So naked guy is running away to the left. The
car is moving forward.
Camper RV starts rolling back into the squad car, striking it, causing $2,300 in damage. By the way, it was 5:30 a.m. It was dark. Deputies and Liberty Police searched the area, but, quote, were unable to locate the clothesless bandit. They later got a search warrant for the truck and found items identifying the naked driver as 47-year-old Justin A. Lamb. He had multiple warrants out against him. There he is in all of his glory, standing next to the gigantic RV, the JAYC RV.
It's called a Jace.
That's an expensive RV.
It is. And I think that's top of the line.
Kids, that is why you don't do drugs.
He left a meth inside.
Was it methy?
He is charged with resisting arrest and leaving the scene. And my guess is it legal to flee and elude naked? Frowned upon. Highly frowned upon.
I believe it is illegal to flee while you're naked. There is nothing funny about catcalling a woman. What about catcalling a man? It does occur.
Okay, if it was catcalling.
Well, I think they're referencing the Hangover clip. It's a movie.
It's a movie. But if it was catcalling, I think they're in trouble as well, Scott.
Something tells me they weren't catcalling the protesters.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Going out on a limb on that one.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.